Harvest Baptist Temple, we have a missions conference going on, and we still have tonight and then Sunday evening as part of the missions conference there. So if you want to come on in, there's a meal served from 5:30 to 6:30 tonight, and then service at 7 o'clock. Now, Will, have you presented your ministry yet?
No, I'll be doing that this Sunday.
This Sunday, okay. I kind of missed out on Wednesday, so I wasn't quite sure, and back issues, and I had to walk out of the service. But anyways, Will, we're talking about you, and your heart is heading for Japan. And so tell me exactly, where in Japan are you heading?
We're looking at the Tokyo area. Tokyo is the largest city in the world, with a population around 36 million people.
Now, is that largest geographically or most dense?
It is the largest population,
okay.
Populated okay. City.
Fantastic. Even more than anything in India, huh? Because I thought India was up there.
Yeah, no. It's the most populated city in the world. So
very interesting. And now, when do you... I know you've only been at deputation for just a couple months, but already off to a great start. This is... how many mission conferences have you been to?
We've been to four total. In the last 3 weeks, in the last 4 weeks, we've been in three missions conferences.
Fantastic. And that's how you get it done right there. And so they have a strong desire to get out there in the field. And I said they because, Will, you're a married man, are you not?
That is correct. Praise the Lord.
Now, tell us a little bit about you and your wife.
My wife and I got married back in 2008. We met in college. The first time we met was down in Arequipa, Peru. But unfortunately, my wife doesn't remember meeting me there. So when I came to college, I realized I had my work cut out for me in trying to impress her. And so finally, I wooed her over. Actually, it was all the Lord, and I have no idea how I wound up with such a wonderful wife.
Hey, it's prayer. That's what it is.
Amen.
That's how it happens. The same thing myself. I noticed some guys were just ugly. And they're getting these beautiful wives. I thought, something's going on here. And I asked a couple about it, and they said, hey, prayer. So I said, I'm going for it. And it works. I got myself a beautiful wife. Anyways, going back to Japan's mindset here, what was it? Is there something specific that really pulled on your heartstrings about Tokyo?
It's the largest city in the world, as I said. And there's just not a whole lot of independent Baptist work going on, not a lot of gospel preaching going on, and I always thought, you're talking about the largest populated city in the world and not much gospel, and so my heart began to break for the country and for the city specifically. And according to CIA.gov, you'll look at, they say only about 2% of the population of Japan professes to be Christian, and that ranges from anything between Baptists and Mormons. So it's a real sad situation there.
Now, in Tokyo, is there any other church that would actually preach that Jesus Christ is the only way for salvation? Is there any gospel-preaching church there at all?
There are some in Tokyo. But when you talk about 36 million people, that's about three times the state of Georgia. And if you think about all the churches that are in Georgia and compare that to that are in Tokyo.
I was going to say that here in Clyde, we have a town of about 6,000, and there's probably about 15 churches. And what's so funny is some people, they're looking to support a missionary, and they think, hey, there's already one church in a city of 20 million. They don't need a second one just yet. It's completely different. We need a lot of churches over there. And, of course, different strokes for different folks kind of thing, too. And not everyone fits in that one church. And so I really hope you can get out there soon. Is there a planned date yet of when you want to be out there?
Well, we're looking at our first mission trip in August. That'll be a survey trip.
Okay.
And then towards the end of 2013, our goal is to be done with deputation and in Japan. Starting language school for the first 2 years there.
Okay, good. So you're going to start language school once you get in Japan?
Yeah.
All right.
We've been learning some different things through language CDs, but our main focus on the language will be when we arrive there through the process of immersion. It's one of the best ways to learn the language. So. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And right now, he's already taking on the culture, and Will had me get some chopsticks yesterday night and try to put some items in a little box. It was a contest. I failed miserably, but but it was rather quite fun. And I like to see a missionary that's delving into the culture a little bit there. And I like that. Now, have you actually been to Japan before?
No. Our first trip will be in August. So
okay, that's your first trip. All right, then. Fantastic. And what... Now, did you see a missions presentation on Japan before?
Everything I know about Japan is through reading books and studying things on the internet and just a lot of time in prayer. Cool. So.
All right, fantastic. Okay, so when do you plan on leaving this Clyde area here?
This Clyde area, that'll be Sunday night. I'll be driving to the Cincinnati area, and then from there back to Georgia.
Okay.
And I have a few meetings down that way. And working a little bit with my home church. They're doing a special promotion towards the end of October, a ministry called Hell's Gate, and it's a way just to get the gospel out to people. So,
fantastic. Where is your home church at?
Dawsonville, Georgia, Lighthouse Baptist Church.
Down there in Georgia?
Yeah, I guess I should say that with a more country accent, huh, or southern accent.
Oh, there's quite a few southern folk that listen in.
Oh, yeah.
I can think of a few right now in particular, and really, we just call them rednecks.
Oh, thanks. I resemble that remark.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what. Before I moved up here in Ohio, the second time I moved to Ohio, I moved around a lot, and I came right from Mobile, Alabama, and so I had a pretty heavy southern accent. You get a little razzed on about it and things, but I got over it, learned how to talk right.
Oh,
for the most part.
I see.
So I'm glad you've already had your language training, obviously, because coming from Georgia, you can speak to me and I can understand you, and so.
Well, my wife taught me. She was from Ohio, and she taught me how to speak as well.
So. Oh, Ohio, huh? Where at in Ohio?
Middletown, Ohio, actually.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. I didn't realize we had a local around here. All right, well, we'll get a hold of you now. If they're listening to this and they say, hey, I want to support Will Hill, his endeavor to spread the gospel in Tokyo. If maybe they want to invite you to their church, or if they just want to send you a little check in the mail or something, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, the best way to do that is through our website. It has all our contact information, and that's www.risingsonmission.com, and that's risingsonmission.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much, Will, for coming on. I appreciate that. And again, folks, we have Missions Conference at Harvest Baptist Temple. You can come meet him yourself. Meet the man of action and his wife. And they'll be here at the Harvest Baptist Temple. That's 1022 South Main Street in Clyde, Ohio. And service starts at 7 o'clock p.m., but don't go with a hungry stomach sitting there in church. We have a meal that's served 5:30 to 6:30. And come on over, and we will really enjoy having you. And it'll be a great blessing, I'm sure. Thank you again, Will.